here's a story from The World.
Head to northeastern Australia and you'll find the region of Daintree, sandy beaches and pristine coral reefs. Daintree is also home to one of the oldest forests in the world. The Daintree Forest is estimated to be 180 million years old, a hotspot of biodiversity in Australia, known for its frogs, marsupials, bats, and butterflies. Now, centuries after colonization, the Australian state of Queensland has officially returned the forest to the indigenous people who have lived there for tens of thousands of years. Chrissy Grant joins me now. She's a representative of the Eastern Gugu Yalanji people. Tell us a little bit more about the forest that has now been returned to your people, Chrissy. Describe what's special about it.
For us, it's really special. The Daintree National Park is where the rainforest literally meets the reef. And when you walk into the rainforest, the first thing you notice is a drop in temperature. It's just so cool.
What does the return of this land then mean to you? And what does it mean to have the Queensland government be proactive about this?
From their point of view, it's an act of reconciliation. They've returned a number of national parks that cover a sizable amount of land. So we were just thrilled to be able to be part of the decision-making process in what happens on our country. We have some really important cultural heritage sites that need to be protected and cared for, and the biodiversity relies on us to do everything that we can and to be able to continue our traditional practices of using our traditional knowledge to heal ourselves using the plants within the rainforest.
Chrissy, you're one of several founding members of the International Indigenous Peoples Forum on World Heritage, which is an offshoot of UNESCO. What would it take to duplicate what happened in Daintree in other parts of the globe?
Yes, it's a tricky one because there are, you know, sort of situations happening around the world now with Indigenous peoples that live in national parks, that practice their traditional practices around biodiversity or rotational farming and that sort of thing. And the governments aren't as open-minded, I would say, to those Indigenous peoples as the Australian government has been.
Well, you're leaning into a point that I wanted to ask you about. Research shows that giving ownership and agency to Indigenous groups is an effective way to conserve the natural world. What do you see as the relationship between Indigenous stewardship of nature and biodiversity conservation?
There's a very large percentage of protected areas that is actually within Indigenous people's territories. You know, they've been looking after these places for thousands of years. In the case of the Daintree, our ancestors have been there for 60,000 years. And, you know, they have lived off the rainforest and they live with the rainforest. So that's looking after nature and culture and everything within it.
Chrissy, what are your own memories of the Daintree Forest growing up? What is your personal connection to it?
My mother, my grandmother and my great-grandmother were born in the Daintree Forest, and all her siblings, all my mother's siblings, and there's seven of those. So it's a very big connection for us. And I just can't explain the feeling when I go back to the Daintree, back to our traditional country, and it's just this calming that comes over you that really puts your feet firmly on the ground. It's a really good feeling to be back on country.
Sounds like it feels like home.
It is home, yes. Hmm. Although I don't live there permanently, but I always call it home.
Chrissy Grant is a representative of the Eastern Gugu Yalanji people who recently were returned ownership of the Daintree Rainforest in northeastern Australia. Chrissy, very good to meet you and best of luck going forward.
Okay, thank you very much.
From PRX.